Hallelujah. The Bread of Life about Pastor Gordon Gardner died. Edwin Waldwell could change the publication to Things New and Old. Things New and Old. I shared this article with John this morning. It teaches. It's a very sound teaching. It teaches people how to participate in a Holy Spirit-led meetings. Okay? And I was going to, John was going to make copies so we could distribute it to everybody, but because of the the printer's not working, so anyway, I just want to read a few sentences, maybe. It says, a real Pentecostal meeting is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself and thereby to change us into his image as we behold him. So a real Pentecostal meeting is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself. No one is allowed to manifest himself or herself. So when we come to a Pentecostal meeting, we really need to learn how to let Jesus be manifested. Jesus being shown. And so that we all will be drawn unto Jesus, not drawn unto any individual. This is very important for us to know. And then the second sentence said, but what you receive will depend upon your attitude. What you receive will depend upon your attitude. 一个圣灵充满的聚会，乃是让耶稣那个彰显他自己，不是让人来彰显，不是让恩赐来彰显，这个是我们要大家都要学习的。然后他就说，你能够得到什么，完全在乎你的态度。 Your attitude， 你来到这个聚会当中，你是用什么态度这样来？他说，The way to come to any meeting or Pentecost meeting is to bring Jesus with you。 我们来到任何一个聚会当中，我们是把耶稣带来，要知道。 耶稣在我们的里面，每一个人里面都有耶稣。我们来呢是把耶稣带来，不要忘记，耶稣在你的里面，你来是带着耶稣来。一个聚会里面最重要的呢是耶稣他自己，所以呢，每一个人把耶稣带来，把耶稣的同在啊带来这个聚会啊，耶稣就。 彰显在你身上，彰显在我身上，彰显在每一个人身上。换句话说，我们每一个人来到聚会当中，就是让耶稣高举耶稣。我们的注意力啊，都在耶稣身上。这里面呢有很好的教导，我就是稍微这样提一提。他说， Nobody knows what worship is except the person who is filled with the Holy Ghost. 除了被圣灵充满的那个人，没有人知道该怎么敬拜。他的意思说，没有人知道该怎么在灵里面来敬拜。耶稣说，在这个新约的时代呢， 神是灵，他说我们敬拜他，必须要在灵里面来敬拜他。那如果一个人没有被圣灵充满呢，他就不知道该怎么样在圣灵里面来敬拜。然后他说， It is the presence of Jesus permeating your whole being with the fragrance of himself. When you have found him within, then you will find him and see him in the meetings. 他说，他说是耶稣的同在， 充满着每一个人有那种很甜美的那样的香气。当你在里面呢遇见他的时候，然后呢你就会看到他在聚会当中。那个罗炳森师母啊，他在他的智慧语集里头有这样一句话，他说 If you see Jesus in meetings, you will see Jesus outside of meetings. 所以我们来到聚会当中啊，假如我们的注意力尽量的能够在耶稣身上，每一个人我们都要这样来学啊。如果我们的注意力一直在耶稣身上的话，当然我们就会越来越看到他。当我们在聚会中看到耶稣同在的时候啊，就是神的同在。然后我们离开了聚会以后，在家里头，我们就很容易看到耶稣又同在。这是一个经历的话，而且是很深的一个经历的话。嗯，所以我们来到聚会当中，我们就是要学习。还有呢，我要提醒的哈，就是说我们有的人诗歌很熟，有的人呢那个诗歌不熟。所以呢你熟的人要记得哈，要想到那些不熟的人。那么你是会背啊，可是别人可能不会背，或者他不熟悉。这个时候呢你就可以点出来多少首，人家在就翻到那里。因为我知道我以前就是我去到一个 Rachel 的聚会里面呢，那个他们的 Rachel 的聚会很特别的哈，就是啊他们诗歌都能背的。那个小吴牧师哈，那个 Brother Eddie, 他我看总有几百首，我看上百首的诗歌他能够背的这样。他们上次哈都很少用诗歌本。但是我去到那开始的时候我就很不舒服啊，因为他们都在唱我都不懂，我就不知道他们在唱什么。但是如果有人呢点一点，那我翻到那个地方我就能够跟着唱。所以啊我们就是要顾到别人。我们唱我们首的时候，你把那个诗歌找出来哪一首这样提出来这样。我觉得我们在这里都在学啊。我刚才念的这一篇文章啊，我只会把它印出来啊。我把那个中文的题目我翻作叫做啊，如何参与圣灵带领的聚会。这里面有很多很好的教导，我希望以后我们呢都能来学。今天本来哈来得及呢，我想把它印出来让大家带回去，你们先看一看这篇文章哈。可惜没有中文的，都是英文。我想我们在座的哈，大家都可以看英文哈。那另外呢，就是一定要用双语。如果我们这个聚会哈，要想人多，以后来的人呢可以来参加的话呢，我们一定要用双语。We must conduct this meeting, endeavor to as much as we can in both English and Chinese, because there are people who are present here not entirely comfortable at home with either language, and then we need to make them feel comfortable, make them to feel at home. 这个是我要提醒大家的哈。那因此呢我们很感谢主让 Daniel 能够常常在聚会里面在这方面呢帮助我们，就克服我们的困难哦。他是可以帮助我们可以超文化，超越这个两种不同的文化一样。好，我就是这么提一提让大家呢能够注意哈。那另外呢我就是说要自由啊，我所说的自由哈，乃是在灵里的自由。为什么我要说在灵里呢？因为在一个聚会的里面，即使一个圣灵充满的聚会里面哈， 如果这个人他不是在生活中跟随圣灵的话呢，哦，他在生活中他就很随便，很照他自己的意思，那来到聚会当中不容易这样来受圣灵的带领。哦，这个我老牧师他说过另外哈一句话，我常常引用的，他说If you were to have a Holy Spirit-led meeting, and you need to have a Holy Spirit-led life, you need to live a Holy Spirit-led life. 他的意思说，如果你要有一个圣灵充满的聚会呢，你就需要有一个圣灵充满的生活。换句话说，这个圣灵带领的聚会跟我们圣灵带领的生活是有密切的关系的，相辅相助。如果我们在生活中我们学习常常跟随圣灵，我们来到聚会当中很自然的也会跟随圣灵。在生活中我们如果学习不照自己的意思，不体贴肉体，体贴圣灵，照圣灵的意思，我们来到聚会当中啊，很自然的就会体贴圣灵，让圣灵来带领这样。所以这是相辅相助的。我引用他们的话，不论是罗炳森师母或是吴老牧师就是因为他们的经历很深，这样他们所说的都是经历中的话。那我现在呢，到了晚年的时候，我就更深的能够体会到他们所说的话，他们的教导啊，确实是真理。就好像我们对于圣经的的理解也是这样，我们的年龄越大，我们就越能够认同说，哎呀，神的话实在说的对啊，它就是真理，因为我们的那个年龄啊，在世上的那个年日啊，越来越多的时候，就越能够体会到神的话就是这样真实啊。好，我就是这样提醒大家。我知道约翰很早起来，他就有准备。那我相信你们来了也会有一些准备，要准备。这里面还有一句话我刚才没念他就是说，他说如果你来到这个圣灵带领的聚会当中如果你心里面已经拿定了主意，我来我就是听，我什么都不做，我也不开口，我也不跟随圣灵我就是来，我来听到。他说如果你这样的话呢他说你就不知不觉的，神要给你的祝福被夺取了，被剥夺了 deprived、yeah. 而且神要使用你给别人的祝福也被 deprived， 也被剥夺了。所以我们来到聚会当中就是要让圣灵有地位，要让圣灵有他的主权我们常常提到神的国，主耶稣教导我们祷告的时候，主啊，愿你的国降临。那如果在地上没有人学习跟随圣灵，让圣灵来掌管他，让圣灵能够有地位有主权，神的国降临在哪里呢？我们祷告是祷告了，也许有的人愿意这样，也许神的国就借着他就降临了不需要很多人。我常常说，像耶稣他一个人，他就是这样不照自己的意思。他说我没有一件事情是凭着自己做的，我所做的都是在我里面的父，就是父神的灵所做的。他没有一件，他就把神的国带到地上来了。所以我们不能够轻看一个人，尤其是你一个人，你个人让圣灵带领你，你顺服圣灵，让圣灵在你身上或者在你家里，还有在你的教会还有聚会中说服 真是不要轻看这你一个人，但你一个人的顺服哈，那个神国的实际啊，就因着你就降临了，就带到地上来了啊。但是如果你要是啊顾虑啊顾虑这个顾虑那个要分析哦，我不好意思，我不习惯，哎呀，这是不是圣灵的带领啊？如果你这样的话，就不可能。你只要心里面稍微有一点感动，好像刚才他们唱诗歌敬拜神一样的，马上就你觉得要赞美，你就开口赞美，就是这样顺服。每一个人都这样学，哦，这个聚会就会渐渐的哈，就会成为啊圣灵所带领的聚会。我相信我每一个弟兄姐妹都真是愿意，都渴望。也可以说我们多年来在达拉斯在这里祷告啊，就是要求神在达拉斯在这个达夫地区能够兴起这样一个聚会来啊。我不知道什么时候神会兴起来，但是我知道一件事啊，除非有一班人有一群人他们愿意这样学，跟随圣灵，让圣灵有地位有主权，我们就是要照他的意思，要顺从他。除非神能够得着这样一群人的话，我看达拉斯我们不容易看到有这样的聚会，让我们一起来学啊、哦！这篇东西我们印好了以后呢，我们会发给每位弟兄和姐妹。感谢主啊！我就暂时停在这里。哈利路亚。
我们唱
you 再把一个英文第一节跟第三节再讲一遍。有时候那个中文未必把意思都翻出来，我们这一次就把英文第一跟第三节we'll sing in English first and third verses。 好，我们先听这个乐器啊给我们奏一遍。 Let's hear the instruments first before the singing
the first and the third verses、
After my father gave me the article, after my father gave me the article, I was very just noticed a couple of points that drew me to select this song, Humble. One is I remember when on their anniversary. There was an interpretation of tongues, and I don't remember how I heard this, but when the church, on the anniversary, when it first started, there was an interpretation of tongues about the church and how Richwood was a very strong spirit-filled church, and was also very in tune with the Spirit, because Brother Hans was a spiritual leader. But there was a warning, and that was to that they themselves and their pride could be their own enemy. So when we come to the Lord and we're praying about the direction of the fellowship and what this fellowship means, and I feel as though that the main theme is to be humble and to just wait on the Lord and wait for His direction. And this morning I was listening to some just sermons online, and I wanted to speak briefly just on Matthew 24. I haven't had really a chance to talk about this, but I thought I would just kind of bring it all together. In the article, there's a couple of points. One is, when we have a meeting, when we come to a meeting, it is your responsibility is to keep in touch with Jesus during the meeting. If something goes off and comes back, as long as you keep in touch with the Lord, the meeting will always be together. And the other thing that struck me, can't find it exactly, but what it says is that the Lord uses imperfect vessels. That means that all of us are imperfect. If the Lord uses perfect vessels, no one would be able to speak, right? But there's these two points made an impact in me, that we're imperfect, we come to the Lord humbly, by our imperfection, we allow the Lord to use us as long as we are in tune with Him. And I would encourage everyone that we could be a fellowship where we come together even before you come to the meeting. Maybe at home in the morning when you're getting ready, that you take time out and you say, Lord, what do you have for me today? And we prepare before we come to the meeting, or the night before, or the day after. We thank the Lord for His word and what He tells us and what He shows us. And to treat His word as a very sacred and important, life and light that He gives us. That we need to honor His word and pay reverence. I like to teach the young people the word reverence. It just means to honor, to respect, to know that's God's word, to know that we're in God's house, and that we're meeting together, and that things belong to God. We look at things differently. This house belongs to the Lord. It does not belong to us. And the fellowship, and we're one body. So as we prepare, I like to encourage us to take time and be ready, and that we can all minister to each other. And as my father said, that you can't have a Holy Ghost meeting unless you have a Holy Spirit-filled life, and we endeavor to be better for the Lord, for what the Lord wants us to do. Not just the ministers, not just the teachers, but all of us have a part, small or great, and they're all used by God in some way or another. In Matthew 24, it talks about the end times and how Jesus is telling His disciples. It's basically the entire chapter warns us about what's going to happen. And they started out by leaving, when they were leaving the temple, they start to admire this great building, this great architecture. And I know that architecture in those days are very solidly made, because they're solid stone, a lot of weight, and that they would they should have withstand many, many years, thousands of years, probably longer than some buildings may stand today. Some buildings we design today, we say, oh, we designed it to 100 years or maybe 150. That's not a very long time in history, but buildings are designed that way. And they need to be maintained to keep going. But as they were admiring the stones, Jesus told them, well, you know, you see all these beautiful structure, beautiful architecture. Not one of them would stand. Not one would be left. And Jesus started to talk to them about prophecies. And he started to warn them. The very first thing he said was, watch out that no one deceives you. Watch out that no one deceives you. I think a few points that I could just make, and you can study this later, and you probably know this, but he says, watch out that no one deceives you, because people will come and say, I am the Messiah, I am Christ, and will deceive people. And it also goes on and says, tells us about there are rumors of wars. There'll be, nations against nations, kingdoms against kingdoms. There'll be famine and earthquakes. And all these things are beginning of birth pains. As you know, when birth pains, the labor in contraction starts off far apart. And as you get closer to the actual birth time, the labor pains come closer and closer together. So there'll be progression of how we hear about these things, earthquakes and so forth. And it talks about how Christians will turn away from their faith and they will be persecuted. False prophets will appear and deceive many people. And it says in verse 13, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. So we need to equip ourselves to stand firm, lean on the Holy Spirit. I heard this morning also that there's a formula on how ministers start churches. They go to a community, they take a survey, and they say, oh, what do you like about church? What don't you like about church? What do you like about that? What don't you like about that? Oh, you like music. Okay, we'll give you music. Oh, you like coffee and things like that. We'll give you that. You like this. You don't want to hear hard preaching. Okay, we'll tone it down. Oh, you don't want to be too long, so we'll just make it an hour. So they use this formula. They take a survey and they tell people, and they structure church around that, and they invite people in. So churches are made to accommodate the livelihood of people. And so people go to these churches, and they're big churches, and they go there and they listen, and they are not convicted by the Word of God. You don't hear anything that is truthful or in some cases, harsh reality of God's Word, challenging you, pointing out God's grace and that we're sinners and that we need to keep moving on, we need to prepare ourselves, and we need to know Him better, draw close to Him. However much we know Him, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian for 1 month, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, there's so much more that we can always learn and draw close to God. It doesn't matter. So he says, stand firm. And also heard in these churches, we're talking with Brother Rick, and he mentioned some ministers. You know, he kind of forced himself to listen to this minister for an entire week. And this minister talked about good things, you know. Oh, come, you will prosper, you will have promotions, you will get money. And for the entire week, he didn't hear a single word of scripture spoken. And then this particular, personally for me, is interesting because, you know, I think of this fellowship and how we want to be. And I know, I'm pretty sure it's not going to be a mega church, because people are drawn to things that they want to hear. And if God calls those who He desires to hear the truth and is not afraid to hear the truth, those numbers would be drastically, you know, cut back. And I'm pretty sure of that. So whatever it is that our fellowship has in the future, whatever the Lord has in store for us, right now anyway, we can be a church that is full of humility, being able to be corrected, being able to listen. Also in the same article, Brother Hans talks about being able to discern and to discern what is the right spirit and what is not in a meeting. And he says that the only way that you can discern is by humbling yourself. Discernment comes from humility. You cannot discern the spirit without being humble. You can't say, this is God's prophecy, this is what God tells me, or what you're saying is not right, unless you are humble about how the Holy Spirit leads and how the Spirit guides you. And I felt that was, again, a reminder of humility. If we could have a body of people who are humble, who just comes before God, waits upon Him, loving Him, it's a simple message, right? This inner life is that you start with just loving God, learning to draw close to Him, developing your relationship with Him. Just like a friend or a spouse, a husband, a wife, a son or daughter, father, mother. I'm getting to know my parents again. You know, I get to know what they like. I know that sometimes my mom, if someone's coming, she sits at that chair and waits for them because it takes her too long to walk when the doorbell rings to come from far away. So I know their little habits. My father has not changed much, as I remember. But, you know, we learn more about each other. We learn about still the, you know, how we seek the Lord. And I'm reminded also that people that know you best are the people in your own home. They know how you speak. They know how you speak to each other. They know how you love each other. They know how you may be rude to each other. But that's where the work would take place. And as we keep going, the word points out is to stand firm. One way to stand firm is to be humble and to look to the Lord and not to depend on ourselves, but always knowing that we are not capable without Lord. Without our God. And then as he goes on in verse 22, he says that in those days has not been cut short. No one will survive, but the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. And that he is conscious of the elect, which is us, right? The one that he chooses. He listens to us. He asks us to pray that it doesn't come in the winter. So there's some things that we can pray to the Lord about in regards to His coming. But then, he goes back in verse 23 again and says, look, at that time anyone says to you, look, here's the Messiah, here he is. Do not believe it. For false Messiah has false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you ahead of time. But at that time also there will be false prophets, false messiahs, and they will actually do great signs and wonders. So at that time, we may be confused. I certainly will. You know, if someone can perform signs and miracles, how can they be a false messiah? I don't know everything spiritually, how that works. But I do know that the Bible says that false prophets will appear and perform great signs and wonders. So we have to be on guard and to pray for, again, the spirit of discernment. But if they tell you, I'm the Messiah or I'm a prophet, certainly if they say they're a Messiah, they're wrong. Because the Bible here clearly says that they're not. A couple of years ago, a Christian radio station predicted through math and mathematical calculations. He was an engineer. He ran a big radio station. We listened to it because they play hymns, and we enjoy hymns. And he predicted that the second coming was going to come on such and such a date. This is just recent. This is just a few years ago. And I was curious, and I would listen to the radio station once in a while because people started to criticize him, right? They challenged him, like, well, you know, the Bible says no one knows when the second coming is, nor the Son, right? It's clearly said in the second half of this passage, starting verse 36. It says, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heavens, nor the Son, but only the Father. And he starts to dismiss this. He says, well, the Son didn't know, or the angels didn't know at this particular time when this was written. But now that he's ascended to heaven, he knows. I don't know how he knows that. I don't know what verse that tells me that, but that was his explanation. So he's predicted the end of times, and people would call in with questions like, oh, what do I do with all this money I save for my kids' college? You know, like really practical questions. He didn't really have an answer. He says, oh, you know, I don't remember exactly what he said. But then they said, oh, you know, people on that day, there was like posters everywhere, there were buses advertising, saying the second coming is going to come such a day. And then people didn't show up for work that day because they thought the second coming was coming. You know, there was all these, like, issues. I mean, just think about it. If you knew when the second coming was, it would be chaotic, right? What would you do? I don't know. My family would be together, right? Make sure of that. I mean, if you weren't Christians, I don't know. You go out and enjoy yourself, spend all your money. But it clearly says that no one knows except for God. Anyway, so this, I did a little bit research on like false prophets. There's been other people that have predicted the second coming, right? And I was surprised, there's one thing in common, a few of them. More than one of them, or two or three of them, have predicted the second coming more than once, which means that they were wrong at least one time, or both times. So they were wrong, and then they said, they were able to kind of pick themselves up and say, oh, this is not the right date, it's this date. And I'm totally confused because why would the people keep following them if the first time they got it wrong? Right? And then the second time they get it wrong. And they still like, it took him a long time to even say, oh, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. These people just do not get it. They don't understand the impact they make. Some, you know, 50,000 followers, right? Or more in some cases. I mean, there are millions of listeners. And I've been following him in some sense for a long time because he talked about this is the end of the church age, which means that the church, there's no longer a church fellowship, which means there's no body of Christ. He has radio fellowship only. He has music, he says a sermon, teaches, and that's it. And they don't even have communion service. So it's totally abandonment of Jesus and the body of Christ. So I'm just sharing the things that came to my mind when I was reading this. But I think that we just need to be on guard. Simple as that, to stand firm. And our theme for this conference in June is prepare for the Lord. Prepare for the Lord. I'm sure there's lots to say about that. I don't feel prepared to talk about prepare for the Lord right now. But I do know that, you know, we just need to be conscious of this and to read this with that in mind, right? To know that the Lord is coming, to know that no one knows when he's coming, but also to know that we've been warned. God is loving, God is merciful, and why would he share this with us? Why would he share this with the disciples? because he cares for us, and he wants us to be ready. He's showing us how to be ready, how to prepare ourselves, and what to do. And when something comes, we know. We know that it's not true. And I also thought that the Lord Jesus, when he was talking to disciples, actually this is in a small group, right? But I felt God's love in telling us this. He tells us because he loves us and he cares for us. And so he wants us to be prepared. He wants us to go through this, to have victory over this, and to fight through this, and to know where we stand, whether trials or tribulation, whatever it may come. And if we continue on in verse 42, it says, therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. In verse 44, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. And then these examples given about when Noah, all the people were having a good time, enjoying ourselves. By the way, these churches, when I was listening, it's called about seeker. He uses the term seeker churches, right? Which is these the methodology that is put in place to start churches. It's even taught in seminary how one can start a church. This formula that's being used, right? And it just shows that we're not conscious or cautious about what is happening. Because in Noah's day, the flood came and they were comfortable. And just bringing up the example why I mentioned this church, these secret churches, that majority of the themes and the people there are very comfortable. Majority are middle class, and they feel comfortable. They want to come to church feeling comfortable. Well, church is not always a comfortable thing. We have a responsibility to come together, to be prepared for the church, to be prepared for each meeting, to wait on the Lord and come together. And we have a responsibility to humble ourselves so that we can discern what is the Lord's Spirit and how he uses us. And even after all this happens in chapter 24, and it tells us not to be alarmed, that we shouldn't be frantic and overreact, you know, that this is just all part of God's plan, and that ultimately God is in control. He is still in control. We can still remain at peace in his presence and follow his lead. And the judgment of all things, judgment will come. In verse 51, he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It talks about people who take advantage of the situation, people who don't care, who don't listen, and those people will be punished. And the people that are not prepared will have an end to it. And if we could just sing verse 3 again, because it says, just as the stream finds a bed that is lowly, lowly meaning being low and humble, so Jesus walks with the pure and the holy. Cast out thy pride and in heartfelt contrition. That means be sorry for your pride. Right? Humble thyself to walk with God. Let's pray that. Thank you.
谢谢你给我们生命跟气息，主啊，一切我们所有的都是你所赐的，然后主啊，一切我们所是都是因着你，主啊，我们真的是感谢你，主啊，真的再一次，我们要将我们自己所有的一切的一切全部再交托给你，主啊，我们的健康，我们的时间，我们你所给我们的资源，我们的生命，我们所剩下的时间，我们在世上留下的日子，主啊，这全部都是你的，
是，
哦，主啊，真的是愿你来完全的接管，哦，主啊，为着你自己的国度，哦，主啊，做最好的使用。
阿门。有感动就开一口话，不要消灭圣灵的感动。
我想有借这个机会想要谢谢今天早上的主日，今天唱的It is well with my soul 这首歌，还有在唱接下来唱谦卑这首歌，
他说the song about humble thyself to walk with God，
我觉得真的是很被祝福，很
I'm so blessed
在灵里面
in my spirit。
当在唱你要自卑与神同行这首歌的时候，
我要sing humble yourself to walk with God。
我觉得神就在对我说你要谦卑。
I felt God was telling me that you humble yourself。
我就是想上来，真的很感谢主日，我们可以这样一起来听这个 message。
I give thanks for this Sunday service that we can listen to the message together。
在我们唱第一首歌的时候 ，It is well with my soul。
It is well with my soul。
我想到的是这个作者他在一个很艰难的环境下他写下这首歌。
What I remember was the situation the author has gone through for him to write the hymn.
在那么艰难的环境下他还可以赞美主，然后他来学这个谦卑的功。
Under such a circumstances, he still praised the Lord and he learned his lesson.
我觉得主也是要我这样子。
I feel God wants me to be the same.
我也觉得好像主要他的儿女是这样。
God wants his children to be the same, to be like that.
当上讲到在我们在团契，我们要有一个圣灵充满的聚会，我们第一件事要学的就是谦卑。
When John spoke about we want to have a Holy Spirit like church, the first thing that we'll have to learn is to humble ourselves.
我心里真的很阿闷。
I agree with that.
我在团契大概13年了，我觉得我就是学这个功课。
It's been more than 13 years that I've been with the fellowship, and that has been the lesson that I was learning.
我刚才坐在下面，心里一直跳，心一直蹦蹦跳。
My heart was beating when I was sitting down there.
因为我说主啊，你要我分享吗
？I asked the Lord, would you like me to give testimony for you?
我说前几天你还光照我是一个很骄傲的人。
Couple days ago, you just showed me that I'm full of pride.
那我现在要上去跟人家说要谦卑吗
？Should I stand up to share with others that humble yourself?
我不是这样的。我觉得主要我来感谢今天的主日。
I think that's not how it is. God just wants me to give thanks for today's service.
今天的信息
Today's message.
好像再一次的来提醒我们要谦卑。
One more time reminds us to stay humble.
我发现我是没有办法学谦卑的。
I realized that I cannot learn to be humble.
除非我真的从心里明白谦卑的意思。
Unless I can truly understand what it means.
还有谦卑的重要，
有时候 importance of being humble。
还有这一件事，在神他的眼光里是怎么看
？And how God sees it？
我想到了两节经文。
I thought of two verses。
一个是雅各书四章。
The first one in James chapter 4。
雅各书四章第六节。
Verse 6。
他说，但他。赐更多的恩典，所以
gives more grace.
所以经上说，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Wherefore he said, God is resists the proud, but give grace unto the humble.
所以神因为很爱我们，他要我们谦卑。
Because God loves us so much, so he wants us to be humble.
如果我们不谦卑，他没有办法把他的恩典给我们。
He cannot bless us if we don't stay humble.
如果我不来学谦卑，我没有办法与神同行。
I cannot walk with God without humility.
我虽然想，但是没有办法。
Even though I wanted to, but I cannot.
因为那个不同的性质，没有办法 walk together.
Because we're so different, we cannot walk together.
但是因为主很想要与我们同住同行。
But God wants to dwell with us.
所以他一直在环境兴起环境。让我们来学这个宝贵的功课。
So he used circumstances to allow us to learn.
当我看到谦卑的重要，我愿意来学的时候，我与神相交的时候，神他就把力量还有他的谦卑分给我。
When I understand about the importance of humility and also wanting to fellowship with the Lord, God will strengthen me to learn the lesson.
当我愿意学谦卑，我常常来到主的面前，花时间等候的时候，主就把喜乐给我。
Well, when I'm willing to learn and to spend time with the Lord and come to Him, and He will give me joy.
他的喜乐很真实，就会把我带到环境的当中。本来我觉得很难的环境，我就可以面对了。
The joy He gives is real, and He will carry me through some difficult situations.
所以虽然我意识到谦卑离我很远，我也没办法学，但是主他可以给我。
Even though I understand humility is far from me and I cannot learn, but God has given that to me.
那我也发现谦卑不是一下给你，你就可以一直有的。
Humility is not something that you can take it and you will keep it all the time.
它是好像一个谦卑，我对这个谦卑爱慕，所以他一直吸引我来亲近神。
It's because of my longing to have humility, and that draws me to the Lord.
然后当我没有谦卑的时候，我那个老我很强的时候，我没有办法与神同行的时候，我很痛苦，所以我就会再来到神面前。
When I don't have humility, I suffer. But in that case, I also come to the Lord at the same time.
所以我发现我越来越喜欢学谦卑。
More and more, I like to learn about humility.
不是说我学到了，而是说我 enjoy 这个过程。
Not that I've learned, but I enjoy the process.
真的是经历到这一节说的，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
I truly have experienced what the verse says here.
另外，我想到一节是西番雅书。
Another verse that I'd like to share about is from the book of Zephaniah.
西番雅书第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 3. Chapter 2, verse 3.
他说世上遵守耶西番雅书。
Zephaniah.
2:3.
Where it says, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have brought his judgment, seek righteousness, speak meekness. Ye may be, ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger.
他说世上遵守耶和华典章的谦卑人啊，你们都当寻求耶和华，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。这个话是对已经在遵守耶和华的谦卑人说的。
This verse speaks to those who are humble.
我们已经爱慕谦卑，在追求谦卑，我们也在操练，也得到好处了。
We love humility and we are practicing and we are also blessed by it.
但是主还是跟我们说你要来寻求公义谦卑。
But the Lord still says that we have to come and seek humility.
或者在耶和华发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
On the day of his anger, we can be hid.
我们刚才讲到马太福音24章。
We just talk about Matthew chapter 24.
在那个末日的那个很一个大患难，一个我们可能从来没有想过的一个环境里。
In the end time, with great disasters that we have never imagined.
神应许我们这些愿意寻求谦卑、愿意寻求公义的人，可以隐藏在他的里面。
God promised that those who are seeking humility can be hid in Him.
所以今天早上我就 我觉得主再一次的说，你要谦卑。
This morning God tells me one more time, be humble.
当主这样子跟我们说的时候，他就赐下力量。
God will strengthen us when He speaks to us.
他就来吸引我们。
He draws us near.
那我今天早上这样讲到团契、主日这些，我心里面就很喜乐。
I was so joyful when John spoke about this fellowship this morning.
虽然这十几年来起起落落发生很多事情。
Even though there were up and downs in this past decade.
但是我们因为继续追求爱我们的主。
But because of we continue pursuing the Lord who loves us.
我们继续在遵守他的典章。
We continue to obey his teaching.
所以他主的那个同在跟喜乐还是在。
His presence and joy is still there.
那我觉得很感恩。
I'm very thankful.
很感谢今天主日的讯息。
I appreciate the message this morning.
Amen.
And the Lord will draw near thee. Humble thyself and presence shall cheer thee. He will not walk with a proud or a scornful. Humble thyself.
念的那个经文啊，我来把它加一句话，加一个底线。
The first image is here. Let me add some comments.
I wanted to underline the first half of the verse. 就是雅各第四章第六节。
James chapter 4 verse 6.
但他赐恩给但他赐更多的恩典。
But he blesses more.
有时候我这个眼睛啊，现在开始有时候会有那个 double vision.
Sometimes my eyes suffer a double vision.
那个再过一两个礼拜我要去检查一下到底是什么。
In few weeks I'm going to see a doctor.
Anyway, 我要强调的哈，就是神他会给我们有更多的恩典。
I'd like to emphasize God gives more grace.
另外就是保罗在另外一个地方他还有一句话。
Also Paul says in another place.
他说神有说不尽的恩赐。
He says that God has unspeakable blessings and gifts.
他的恩典是说不尽的。
His blessing is countless.
他有更多的恩典可以给我们。
He has more grace for us.
所以我就是这一上这上半节的经文啊。
So first half of this verse.
就加强了我那个愿意学谦卑的心。
Helps me, the will to learn about humility.
其实我们愿意学，这就是神的恩典。
Being willing to learn, that's God's grace already.
我们如果实际的在学，也是神的恩典。
If we learn, that's also God's grace.
我们能够明白哈这个谦卑的重要。
If we can understand the importance of humility,
好像是不可缺少的。
It's something we must have.
我们能够看到这一点，这也是神的恩典。
If we can see and understand this, that's also God's grace.
当我们愿意啊继续的学习谦卑的时候
，When we are willing to continue to learn about humility,
神就会把更多的恩典给我们。
God can bless more,
因为他底下说了很清楚。
Because he says continuously,
神赐恩给谦卑的人。
God bless those who are humble.
那前面是说更多的恩典。
And before that, he says more grace.
哎呀，我们真是，真的是要。带着一个感恩和喜乐的心哈，来领受这个信息。
With a thankful and joyful heart, we receive this message.
我也常常说
，I often says,
人要是想从神那里不断的领受恩典
，If you want to receive grace from God, always.
而且像约翰所说的，乃是恩上加恩。
And also, like what John says, grace upon grace.
那就是啊，我们要一直的学习谦卑。
That is, we need to stay humble.
我们永远不会够谦卑的。
We'll never be humble enough.
那个谦卑实际说来哈，就是耶稣基督他最高的美德。
Humility is the best part of Jesus.
Yes.不是跟耶稣分开的。
It's not being separated from Jesus.
好像啊，恩典也是不能跟他分开的。
Such as grace is not be separated from Jesus.
他是充充满满的有恩典。
Jesus is filled with grace and truth.
约翰告诉我们，哈，律法是从摩西来的。
John tells us, law is from Moses.
律法就是要求。
Law is full of requirements.
当人做不到的时候就定罪。
People will be condemned when they cannot meet the requirements.
这个就是律法。
That's the law.
有时候我们不知不觉的我们会落在律法里。
Without knowing it, sometimes we fall under the law.
什么时候我们只有要求只有定罪。
A lot of times we only ask and we only condemn.
那我们就不知不觉地变成一个律法主义者。
When we condemn and ask, we, 我是后面那个吧，不知道怎么讲。
Legalist.
Oh, legalist.
什么时候我们忍耐、宽恕、谅解
？Sometimes, whenever we forgive,
包容
，accept,
我们就是在恩典中。
We're under grace.
或者说。耶稣基督的他那个充充满满的恩典的那个性情啊就从我们身上被显明出来。
In other words, the grace and mercy of Jesus can be found in us.
所以我真的很感谢主他有更多的恩典给我们。
Therefore, I'm so thankful that Jesus is more grace for us.
那个恩典的定义之一啊
One of the definition of grace is that
就是神能够让我们做我们所做不到的。
God help us to achieve what we cannot.
这个就是恩典的定义之一。
That's one of the definitions of grace.
而且呢，他会加给我们恩典。
And also he adds more.
真的是
more grace,
恩上加恩。
Grace upon grace.
Yes. 我们真的要感谢赞美他。
We need to be thankful.
我们一起来学。
Let's learn together.
我相信哈，神在地上。所要建立的教会
I believe on the earth the church that God wants to establish
慢慢就能够实现
will be fulfilled、
yeah. 从我们实际的、那个实际的生活这个角度来看、
from the aspect of the reality of our life
那就是我们在日常生活中
in our daily life
就是要领受
we receive
恩高的教训
the teaching of a blessing
圣灵的恩膏就在我们的里面。
The anointing of the Spirit is in us.
当我们这样学习顺从圣灵
，When we learn to obey the Spirit，
接受恩膏在我们身上的、那个、
，and receive the anointing，
那个教训
，the teaching upon us，
这个教训也翻作 discipline。
The teaching can also be translated as discipline，
管教
discipline，
或者是改正
or correction。
当我们这样顺从的时候
，When we obey。
神的恩典就不断地会加给我们
Mercies of the Lord can be added to us
那么我们很自然就会变得越来越谦卑
Then more and more gradually we can be humble
那更宝贵的就是越来越像耶稣
And what's even more precious is that we can be more like Jesus
赞美主
Praise the Lord
Hallelujah 荣耀归给主
To God be the glory
好吧我们一起站起来
Shall we all stand
做一个结束的祷告
And pray
Hallelujah谢谢主 Thank you 好吧哪一位有感动带领我们做结束祷告让圣灵来带
Lord we just thank you Lord for your example and your life of humility Lord Jesus Oh Lord help us to look to you in all as the way we should be humble Lord Jesus Help us to be concerned with each other and to be concerned withthe state of this country and how you desire for us to be. Help us to be concerned about your thoughts, your ways, what your heart says, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. and bless the food, Lord, as we prepare to take part in it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 请坐，那个菜还没有来。 那我们还可以唱两节这个诗歌<笑><笑>